You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Taking a rest from the whole NFL draft thing, although we might go back to it because of a question we started talking about in the break about worst Detroit Lions NFL draft pick ever. However, we do want to get to this Dane Fife hiring at Michigan State. I'm a big fan of this hire. First of all, you get a head coach at IPFW who had turned them from a 7-22 team the year before he took over into an 18-12 team. Now, here's what's even better about that 18-12 team. Here was who IPFW lost to this year under Dane Fife. They lost to Oakland twice. Remember, they had 12 losses. They lost to Oakland twice. They lost to Purdue, Xavier, Cincinnati, and Valparaiso. That's 7 of your losses. 7 of your 12 losses. Well, no, because you lost to Oakland twice. You didn't count them twice, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, so 6 of your 12 losses on the season were two very high-quality opponents. Very high-quality opponents. Now, Dane Fife is a young guy. He was not fired from IPFW. He chose to come to Michigan State. And what I really like about this is Dane Fife, and a lot of people forget this, when he was at Clarkston, he was a scorer. And when he went to Indiana, he changed his entire game to become a guy who was a McDonald's All-American. He went to Indiana, became a 5-points-a-game player who played hard-nosed defense and really became more like a Kramer type of player at Indiana. And I think that will work wonders at Michigan State because in a program where you're trying to get top recruits to buy into a system rather than play their style of game, if you have an assistant coach like Dane Fife that says, oh, that's cool, I was the leading scorer, and then I ended up being this at Indiana, and we went this far while I was in Indiana because of the sacrifice I made, I think you can get a lot of more players to buy into the system.
Not just that. He can say, oh, yeah, I played in the Final Four 10 years ago.
Yep.
I know exactly. That's the thing I love. He's 31, and, you know, he was hired at 25. He was a head coach right now, where we are. He's a head coach. But I remember, you bring up Clarkson. I remember I watched him play. I think it was the regional final or district final. They played Romeo at Lapeer East, my high school. And I watched him play his senior year when he was Mr. Basketball. It was a little bit shady because his dad was the coach and he played every single minute and the ball was always in his hands. But he was an unbelievable scorer at
yes,
that time.
Yes, absolutely he was. He was a great player and a lot of people forget he was a good football player too. But, you know, here's the thing. Tom Izzo's a great coach, as I've always said. Okay, so what I am saying here is not particularly a slant at Tom Izzo. It's a slant at the way players are going these days in college basketball. And that is, it is tougher to get them to pay attention. It is tougher for them to buy into a system. It's tougher to get them to play defense when players think statistics are what's important. And so to a certain degree, I think Tom Izzo has had to adjust to how players go. And by getting Dane Fife to come to Michigan State, he's going to get another coach in his corner that players will listen to that will buy into Tom Izzo's system where players have not bought in the last couple of years for Michigan State basketball. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and I love the fact that he's from Clarkson, mid-Michigan. He then coached in Indiana. He played at Indiana. He knows the Big Ten, knows the scenery. You don't see Tom Izzo go outside of this little circle of states. I mean, when you do, you pick up a Chris Allen from Georgia. You like to stick to Ohio, Indiana, a little bit of Illinois, and Michigan. Just hit that hard. I mean, I don't see it as losing anything with Mark Montgomery going to Northern Illinois.
No, and good luck to Montgomery going to Northern Illinois. It's a very difficult program to take over at, so good luck to him. But I think, honestly, and I, this is no disrespect to Montgomery, I think this is an upgrade. I really do.
Yes.
The only thing I don't like about this move is Dane Fife is going to be on the move very quickly after he comes here, I think. I think give it a couple of years, and people are going to start come calling for Dane Fife.
I think he's the next head coach at Michigan State.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
That's interesting. You know, I hadn't thought of that. And that is a very interesting point because he would bring the same type of ideas to Michigan State as Tom Izzo has there. That's a very interesting point, Scott. That honestly had never crossed my mind. I think of Tom Izzo as such a staple at Michigan State. And even though sometimes people think he's going to go, I feel like he's never going to go. And so I just never think of an incumbent to Tom Izzo. But that's a very good point. And that's probably what Dane Fife was thinking, actually. I was thinking this was a one step back to take two steps forward.
Well, it's either that or Tom Crean comes over from Indiana and Dane Fife goes to Indiana.
Yeah.
Those are the two things I can see.
It's a very interesting point. All right, we'll be back in a little bit. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.